parties at night. She explained how daddies showed their little girls love and affection as she giggled and brushed her doll's hair. I took her story home with me, sat it on my nightstand, and tried to forget it was there. Soon my nightstand became overwhelmed. No serenity candles, no half-read books for pleasure. Jaleel's brother died in his arms. Danielle's mother sold her for crack. Tanya's boyfriend beats her, calls her stupid. She's pregnant. I put the stories in a box with no lid. Pressed together, they may become distorted or fade together. When the box overflows, I take from my collection. I remember the young mouths, old eyes, damaged hearts, where the collection was cultivated. Anthony's baby died after living for 2 hours. He overheard the doctor mumble that the baby was better off. I unfold the stories, straighten out the creases. I ask them to retell their stories, why they exist, should they be retold? Should an ending be invented? Beginnings be reinvented? Javon started popping pills when he was 12. Kevin's mother left him standing alone on the side of the road when he was 5. I collect the stories faster than I can comprehend them, unfold them. I begin to dream dreams for them. Imagine I can heal them by placing my collection between clean sheets. Chisel away jagged edges with a sharp edge of my